He's back, Brexit villain Tusk endorsed by leftist opposition parties for Polish premiership. By Kurt Zindulka on October 25, 2023. A group of three left-wing parties in Poland have officially backed former Eurocrat and top Brexit opponent Donald Tusk to become prime minister as they seek to form a coalition government. The parliamentary elections held in Poland earlier this month saw the governing Conservative Law and Justice Party, PiS, gain the most votes of any single party. However, they fell short of the necessary threshold to secure a majority in the same parliament, meaning that a coalition of three left-wing parties is likely to come into power. Following consultations with President Andrzej Duda, who is tasked with the duty of inviting parties to form a government, the opposition Third Road and left parties formally announced that they will back globalist former EU president and one of the principal opponents to the pro-sovereignty Brexit movement Donald Tusk to once again become the leader of Poland. Tusk, who previously served as Polish prime minister from 2007 to 2014 before abandoning his post and taking up a far more lucrative position as the head of the European Union's executive arm in Brussels and who is unfailingly described as center-right in international media reports but is best understood as a globalist, said on Tuesday, "We are ready to create a government." Although Tusk Citizens Coalition, PO, came in second place in the elections to the PiS by a margin of 35.4% to 30.7%. When combined with two other parties, the left-wing bloc secured more than 54% of the total vote and set to collectively have more than the 248 necessary seats to form a governing coalition in the parliament. Tusk may potentially have to wait until December before being allowed to form a government. However, given that President Duda, who is politically aligned against him, has 30 days after the election to ask a party to form a government and could further delay proceedings by first asking the Conservative PiS, which won the most votes, to try to form a government first, despite next to no chance of them being able to do so. The globalist politician attempted to pressure Duda ahead of their meeting this week, saying, "I am counting on constructive cooperation with the president and on quick decisions." The seemingly inevitable return of Tusk to power in Warsaw will likely have significant consequences not only for one of the hitherto most small-c conservative states in Europe but also throughout the EU given that the former Brussels bureaucrat will likely side with the neoliberal governments in Berlin and Paris rather than with right-wing leaders in Budapest and Rome, and therefore likely further isolating Viktor Orbán in Hungary. Previously, the governing Law and Justice, PiS, party in Poland had balked at attempts by Brussels to impose diktats on staple progressive issues such as transgender ideology, mass migration, and abortion. Despite winning the most votes of any party, the Law and Justice's nationalist conservative platform will be reversed by Tusk. Ahead of the election, Law and Justice argued that a vote for Tusk would only serve to advance the interest of foreign nations, specifically those in power in Berlin and Brussels, rather than the people of Poland. Prime Minister Morawiecki went so far as to say that Tusk is the biggest threat to our security. The former EU Council chief has a history of not only undermining the national sovereignty of his own people but those further afield as well, previously serving as one of the top opponents of the populist Brexit movement in Britain, which he took steps to delay and sabotage while in power. Tusk, who said that there was a special place in hell for British politicians who supported leaving the EU and that it was one of the most spectacular mistakes, admitted that he used his position of power in the EU to try to prolong the debate over Brexit with the hopes that it could be reversible. Demonstrating his autocratic tendencies, Tusk even admitted to pressuring former British Prime Minister David Cameron to ignore the referendum and therefore the will of the people entirely. Follow Kurt Zindulka on Twitter. Follow @KurtZindulka or email to Zindulka@Breitbart.com.